Amen.
So I pick for a title.
Into Emefa 73.
Go to the angel. Go to the angel. Amen.
Amen.
And I'll read from Revelation 10.
Making kind of fear DSM 82.
I read from verse 8 to 11.
And Chichemun watching Edikosi Dubako.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 10, from verse 8 to 11. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth.
Edisemeti du chichemu enwotri, edikosi du bako. Na enia meti free srono, enime kasa biyon se. Koko jen wuma kituwa webwe mu, obofwa wujina sasine posono ensem.
And I went unto the angel, and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it, and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey.
Na miko obofwa ni nchen miko kat mitre no se, onfa en wuma kituwa no mami. No katre mi se, je, Mene na ebe wonyonyonyo wo yem na wanumu de ebe wo frem se ewo.
And I took the little book out of the angel's hand, and I ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
Na meji nwuma kito anu obofo ninsem emini na eye frem ewo manum ete se ewo na miwie ni die no eye nyonyonyo ewo meyem.
And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.
Na okachere me say, esese woka enkrofo any amani any okasa any ahimfu bebre hu edisem bio.
May you please be seated.
Pachomi entnasi.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
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 And as we already know, we normally read from Revelation 10, 1 to 7. Is that right?
Said the name that an impimpi ya king kan e free in chichimu ba kodikosin in son.
Revelation 10, 1 to 7 is a very popular scripture, you know. They are very popular scriptures to us.
In chichimu ba kodikosin son e adia yin yina yenim huas empi.
We know that those scriptures have been fulfilled. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know that is past tense. Revelation 10, 1 to 7 is now past. But people don't know it's past. But we know exactly what it is. And as we read from verse 1, how a mighty angel came down, is that right? How that angel is Christ himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how he came down at a time when the seventh angel was supposed to be on the earth.
Any brass our both for no bar form ever
And we know that Revelation 10, 1 to 7 is fulfilled exactly on Mount Sunset.
Na yenim say sa edi semieti du chichemba akukosi nsono ehema ewo sunset beposo.
Amen.
Amen.
So while the bride of Christ is looking back to that event, the world who doesn't know are looking forward to the event.
Enti ebru a Christo ayefro ye de ye twa ye nihwe ye chi a ye hu sa asem na ba twa mu dada no ewiase de omugusu hwe ani mu kwan.
So a mighty angel came down.
Enti obofo hodin fo bi esane
with six other angels.
Oni abofo ahodon sia.
And those six other angels, each represented an earthly angel. So six heavenly angels represented six church messengers. But the seventh one,
and so
which is Christ himself, also types the seventh church age messenger. So they came down
into Sane
in a form of a pyramid. And we have known why they did that.
Na yenim di ntia eba ni sa.
Because the headstone had to come down.
If we say na we say etibu ono eba.
And we have known
na yehunu so say
that the headstone
etibu ono
is also like a pyramid.
Ẹnu soso ti se simpimu no ah.
The shape of the headstone is like a pyramid itself.
Said the simpimu no etibu ono ti ẹnu sa na simpimu no so.
So they came down in the form of a pyramid.
Enti esani ti se simpimu no ah.
To show
that
they were bringing down the headstone.
Omo di etibu ono ẹnu eba.
And the headstone comes down amidst shout of grace, grace, grace.
Nasa etibona eban eban nanti amibu di etiria wasi adom adom adom.
According to Zechariah the prophet,
said the Odi for Zechariah Eshen Komuno.
The headstone comes down amidst shout of grace.
Wasi sa etibona eban nanti amibu di etiria wasi adom.
So from the time the headstone came down,
nti efri bra etibona esani yen.
From the time the headstone came down,
efri bra etibona esani yen.
It's all been shout of joy and of victory.
It's
all be shout of revelation. When the people catch a revelation, they catch a joy also, and they begin to worship. Because when John saw his name,
if he said, "Bra Yohane,"
he also began to worship. But we have been told that the seventh angel comes down at a time, of the seventh church age messenger. What a victory that was. And he came down with an open book. Why an open book? From the time of Daniel.
If you say free Daniel Bresso,
God himself told Daniel to shut the book.
And then Yankopo catcher Daniel said, "Unto woman him."
So the book had been shut. All the way from Daniel.
If you Daniel Bresos are the basin.
From actually the beginning of creation.
If we import body and fit as here,
it'll be sharp.
What to sound woman him?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there was a promise. There was a promise.
Was she Bobby?
That at a certain time,
say baby be drew.
That closed book will be open.
Sign woman what to know after the way be him.
Amen.
Amen.
So when you read Revelation 10 from verse 1 coming down.
And it's okay, can you this empty do chamber code banwa?
The Bible was emphatic. And said,
I can say
that the angel had in his right hand an open book. Why was that book open?
I didn't think that woman know where BM.
That book, why was it open?
I didn't think I know where BS.
All the mysteries of God. And all the hidden mysteries of God could not be preached. That confused people. That could not be unraveled by denominations. That could not be revealed by seminaries.
Sermons
that could not be preached. Could now be preached.
After they were Timika.
Why?
Adentra.
Because the seals has not been broken.
If we say so, I know after they were titi ano.
So he came with an open book.
Into our banner, the woman will be in a bag.
In that open book,
so some woman will be in a
bag. Were some names?
No, I trade DB woman.
Were some names?
No, I trade DB woman.
Those names were redeemed on Calvary's tree.
Now, say dear, what true mo yam kofu a waji wo Calvary asemi anisu.
It's a book of names.
A woman be a dean a woman.
It is also called book of life.
Was also friend no enkwa woman.
Or the Lamb's book of life.
And I say Ugwaman enkwa woman.
Or the book of redemption.
And I say OGN woman.
Or if you like, it's just called the book.
And I open so a friend and woman no.
There's no book like that.
And woman be anywhere to say.
There's no book like this book.
And woman be anywhere to say some woman ya can one.
Holds the very mystery of Christ.
Some woman in more and a Christ or more intersemin in our.
It holds the hidden thoughts of Christ.
Some woman in more na Christ or not junior as many pano ewo.
That book holds what angels did not know.
Some woman in more na new man pona above one in watch room.
That book held our salvation.
Some woman in more na new cry and quadgium.
That book holds our redemption.
Some woman in a cry and quadgium.
That little book holds our liberty.
Some woman get to an end a cry and found with you.
That little book holds our healing.
Some woman get to an end a cry and yarrison.
It holds
holds our joy.
Ẹnu ne kura yẹn ni GM.
It is a little book.
Ẹyẹn wọn ma ketewa.
But it holds all the mission of God.
So ekura nyankopon intasem nyina.
And it is a book of names.
Na ẹyẹn wọn ma bi edin ne wo.
But when Christ was coming down.
Na so bro Christ o sani aba no.
He made sure.
Ọṣẹ hunu sẹ.
That it will be recorded.
Saa wọn ma no ọbẹ tro.
That he came down with an open book.
Ama ọmọ hun sẹ. So ọdin wọn ma awẹbi emu ne bai.
So John saw it.
Nti Yohane hunu yin.
That it was open.
Ohun yin si wọ biye mu.
Now come the angel.
Now we saw both for Nisani.
Mighty powerful angel.
Now saw for now both for who are doing for pan.
With his wings swept back behind him.
Ah, now minta by elbow on a tree.
Coming down with the speed of light.
Ah, now odi and who are doing be elban intentem so
through the canyon corner. An open book.
Ah, woman what be mu crying in same.
But that book.
Now saw woman no.
What meant for some people?
Na ewo homa nkrofu kobi.
The love of God held the book.
Na nyankopon egwama na no kwasa woman.
It was meant for some people.
Then so now a woman ewo homa nkrofu kobi.
It was meant for those who had their names in the book.
Na woman ni woman wo aya chire wo din wo san woman.
So he came down with the book.
And to the woman is sane by.
And when he came down,
the bro sane here.
It was meant for some people.
Na ewo homa nkrofu kobi.
If your name is not in the book, you have no business to look into it.
Say we did this woman, I won't know quite so about question.
But it has some names. Some wonderful names. What names are those? What names are those? Is it Gogisbeg?
Gogisbeg Diana.
Tim Abra?
Anna Tim Abra Dean.
Joel Aiden?
Joel Aiden Dinana.
Bridget Aiden?
Anna Bridget Aiden Dean.
Gideon Aiden?
Anna Gideon Aiden Dean.
Ramishak?
And brother Mishak is in a womb.
What name was that?
A din benya.
Akosia.
Akosia na.
Solomon.
And Solomon.
No.
There be.
It has some names.
A word din be.
Some wonderful names.
A din one wants to be.
But those names.
Nasad dino.
Could read those names.
No, be no bet me a king kind side din.
Except those who see their name.
I just saw one more or more or more dino.
Let me repeat that.
Me say sisubiyo.
Juliet.
Julie.
If Juliet. Look at my name. She will not be able to read it.
Say, Julie, kuhu mimi di wamu anya di obeti mi akain.
But when I look at it and I see my name, I'm able to read my name.
Nanso maybe I say, miami humi di wasa umanu anya meti mi kain.
But when I look into the book,
nanso meshe sa umanu
and I see Julia's name too, I cannot read her name unless she herself reads her name.
Nami hu Julia ti di wamu anya mimi ti mi kain. I just onu anya obehu akain.
What are those names?
Eye di edi no no.
What are those names?
Eye di edi no no.
One day,
Dakro.
Peter saw his name.
Petro Hunidin.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Eradius Christo.
He stood there. And he said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
Enipa eka se mi onipa ban meni huayin.
Who do men say that I am?
I am Krofoka se mi kwa meni huayin.
He was asking them to identify their names.
Na okachro mama omwa hun se omuji kwa anisen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then Peter.
Ena Petro.
Not from a seminary school, oh.
And yes, so I saw for Sukubio.
Peter was a raw fisherman.
Oh no, you'll be a Oyipumunam.
If you read his life story,
so King Kana Bakosemwa,
and his behavior and conduct,
now when he suba and he said, no, sit here.
He wasn't a polished man. Oh.
Now on you'll be a Westria DP.
He was a raw fisherman.
Or you'll be a Oya Ferry for Okonsioso.
He knew no diplomacy and stuff like that.
Or no
courtesy and those things. No.
When he went in TTN, he said, you see, and you must say, die anymore.
He was born and bred by the seaside.
Or no, yeah, we're not TTN, we're in Puanoho.
Do you remember one time he picked a knife and cut somebody's ear?
Okay, yeah, a bribe of fancy can put child be out soon for you.
When they were trying to, you know, mishandle his master, push him and push him back. No, you can't do that. My friends, what's his ear like that?
Abraham Befan, the radius Christo, no more pian piano corner. Say, I'm going to me, yes, I know fast. Say, can't child be out soon.
He was a wild man.
No, you'll be an any abre.
But when the Holy Ghost found him,
there's a brown, conco, a better on his own.
It changed him.
Was a sign.
It anointed his nature.
And
he now became wild for the Lord. But he stood there. He was ignorant. He was unlearned. And yet he saw his name in the book.
And so through
who do men say that I am? And then he caught a revelation. And he spoke.
And no can say thee.
And said,
no can say,
thou art the Christ.
Who any Christ to know?
Who told him that?
Why in the cast ask him a trend?
Who told Peter that?
Why in the cast ask him a trend? Petro,
an apostle,
a Osmanphobia,
his pastor,
and then
his church,
and then
who told him that?
Why in the cast
came a revelation.
God revealed it to him. This is a revelation. God spoke was the word exactly. And then Christ said,
now Christ also can say,
flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Seminary has not revealed this to you. Flesh and blood means human efforts. You have not learned this one from a seminary school. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. But my Father who is in heaven has done this. And upon this, upon this revelation you have just had, I will build my church.
And I may see myself,
Peter,
Petru.
There are more brothers like you. There are more sisters who believe like you the way you believe. I will call them on the same basis you have just had. Upon this same revelation you have had, I will build my church.
And I may see myself.
There are more coming. From Pram
Pram. Pram.
From Tema.
Tema.
From New York. There are more coming. That will speak like the way you are speaking now.
Ah,
that will have the same revelation you have just had. Because that is how I build my church.
If it's a sign, I mean, myself.
I build my church on revelation.
We see myself where D is
of what the word should be. And though the gate of hell will come against
her,
it will not prevail against her.
And so I'm going to mean chief.
This is how I will build my church. So the angel came down
into
an open book.
Ah, now we may be a web.
An open book. And when John saw his name, come and see a revival. Come and see a revival. He danced. He turned. He raised the hand.
Now
he jumped.
Now
he shouted.
Now
he misbehaved himself. Praise God.
Amen.
What is happening to him? Whether you are gentle or whether you are rough, whether you are quiet or you are rowdy,
so you'll be
when the word comes to you and you catch a revelation, you can't help but say amen. Praise God.
Amen.
When John saw his name, he said, glory, honor, thanksgiving, adoration, worship. I bow down and I worship. I roll over. I surrender. He worshiped. What was happening? What was happening? He had found wine and oil.
Now
he had found wine and oil. Every time you catch a revelation,
it's
the work of the oil. The oil is the Holy Spirit. He reveals his word to you every time. But every time God reveals his word to you, things you didn't know. When the Holy Spirit reveals to you,
it
does something to you. Is there a testimony? Well, that's my testimony. It does something to you. You don't know what to do. You have to dance a little bit. You have to get up and shout, amen.
You
have to raise your hands. Well, just to sing some hymns. Something happens in your heart. What is that? Is the wine. The wine is an intoxicator. It makes you feel high.
It am I when you see
in a spiritual sense. When God reveals a revelation to you, and it picks your heart, then the wine follows. Then you get intoxicated. Then you raise your hand. Thank you, Lord.
Now we can say,
then you move forward and say, preach the word. You begin to misbehave. What is that? All shyness goes away. All shame goes away.
And you will be a
you begin to tap your feet like that.
And
you put your hands in the air. Thank you, Lord. But we act differently.
The natural
man.
Ah, we nipa wa wo no
the natural man.
We nipa wa wo no
when he get boost.
So one so obron san.
Something.
Ebinum etunyum.
Do you know that?
Winim sa.
The natural always tied the spiritual.
Na de ekoso ohunem ye de totu de ekoso ohunhun.
Something.
Obi wa obron san when so wash
your children.
Obi wa oni nkola na mu di
abun. Some just lie down in the dust.
Bo so do anu akwa akwa da efim.
Some lie in the gutter.
Obi wa na makoto.
They come in different ways. In the same way. In the same way. When the spiritual man, when he gets interrogated, you hear amen, amen.
Amen.
Sometimes
I thought that
he would just dance like
Sarah.
She danced in the temple.
Or the Sarah, sorry,
like Mary.
Mary.
Let thee unto me according to your word.
Oh,
praise God.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
Some will get from their seats.
Those will be our best story.
And they went to the prophet.
Once I saw Jimmy Kelly
happening. Amen, amen.
I say, amen, amen.
What is happening? They are interrogated. The wine.
And
the wine and the oil are at work. God's promise said in the Bible, every time you see oil, look up for the wine. They always go together. The wine and the oil go together in worship. The Holy Spirit comes and breaks your heart and reveals what to you.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Then
you begin to worship.
Then
the wine begins to work. The oil and the wine go together. No wonder why our brother was rejoicing. John had a good time. John had a revival. Until he said, the whole world heard I, John, say. What a testimony. Hey, John.
John,
are you sure?
Johanny, they are working.
Are you sure? Can the whole world hear you?
Until we are seeing our best, we are to
let the whole world hear. I just say.
Or see, we are seeing our best. Send me, Johanny, make a
glory.
Any more, yam.
Honor.
Any dear.
Adoration.
I'm sorry,
worship.
I'm sorry,
praises.
I hear you.
Be to the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God. He had a good time. Whether he foamed, he didn't care. Whether he cried, he didn't care. Whether he knew he had seen his name. What could he do but rejoice? Why? That book. When you see your name. When you see your name. It's a done deal.
And the natural so we
when you see your name in that open book, it's an assurance that you are the one he came to redeem. And you are the one he came to claim. How come just don't understand, but you do? How come others don't believe, but you believe? How come others don't care, but you truly care? Because their names are not there, but your name is there. And when he saw his name, he had a revival. God's prophet said, John is a type of the bride.
Johanny age na homa are you from?
John is a type.
You
want to tell
how Emma are you from?
Is he a type? He's the type of the bride.
Which now are you from?
One time they put him in oil.
24 hours
boiling.
But didn't see just so chain or to say namsa dakro.
Can you imagine that?
And when
they thought they won't see even a bone of a human being, no. But when they got there,
no more free saying yadi on babetu ni num pimpo and so bro mu babetu no no.
The man was worshipping.
Now was sorry they were when him.
No. Out of fear, they put him out. And they announced that he's a witch. We can't stay with a witch. The word the Bible uses is the word witch, not wizard as we have it today. Then they exported him. It's like someone travels without papers, then they, you know, they will deport you. Huh? He was expatriated, if you like.
It said you'll be a 2 coin winning crater and you're born up and only the year can cry if you cronym
to an island no one dwell there.
Any other call to us, Sibiso will be on pony home.
That island was full of scorpions and snakes.
Sir, assassin so on nine yen and churning our one ashes on.
And it was reserved for hardened criminals.
Now, what they are 2 hours, one hour would do for us with dinning pan.
Hunger will kill you. If hunger doesn't kill you, a serpent will kill you.
The
serpent doesn't find you, scorpion will do it. You can't escape. And he went there. For 2 years he lived on that island. And for 2 years he saw visions. And for 2 years he wrote the book of Revelation. God wanted him to be there. When God wants to attract your attention, he separates you from among the crowd. In a crowd, you can hear God. God will speak. The crowd will also speak. God will speak. Your neighbors will speak. God will speak. Your family members will speak. You remember when God spoke to Eve? The devil came to speak to her too. So when God wants to deal with you, he separates you from public opinion. He separates you from what the public said. So that when he speaks, you can hear him alone. Every time he calls a separation, and when he was separated, when he was separated, then he began to see visions. I, John, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And then I began to see. He never saw anything until he was first in the spirit. You can see nothing that God will show you until you are in the spirit. He was in the spirit first. And then he began to see. And then he began to hear. And he began to write. And he began to write. What a tremendous victory. In love divine. When God can deal with the person on a personal basis. From lip to ear. He spoke and God spoke and he heard. So Revelation 10:1-7 is now gone. But we are still living in the days of the seven angel. If you read Revelation 10:7. It does not say, but in the days of the seven angel. It doesn't say that. It says, but in the days of the voice of the seven angel, that voice has been captured in tapes and in books. So we are still in the days of the voice. Are you with me? But this event precedes verse 8.
And so
the reason why God came down with an open book was not just because of the seven angels. It is because of a people that seven angels had been sent to. That open book was meant for a certain kind of people. The seven angel was only supposed to send that book also unto them. That they may also look into the book and have their redemption secure.
And so,
that mighty angel who was the seventh earthly angel never finishes his work until the bride is completely redeemed. So when the seventh angel was laid to rest, that angel remained because he must finish his work. The work he has begun must be finished. What God begins, he completes. So let's read from verse 8. Verse
8.
And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again. See, speak unto me again. Again simply means that it has spoken earlier.
Amen,
he spoke through a prophet. But he must speak again. And said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth.
Now Kasa Bion said,
But I thought that book was meant for the seventh church angel, the seventh church age messenger.
But
the angels that had ownership over it. So he told John,
and to catch Johannes said,
don't forget what the prophet said. That John is a type of the bride. So whatever he tells John, he's telling the bride. Go to the angel and take a little book. There's a part you must play.
Just
a part must play. You must make a move. You must believe. And baptize right. You must take the first step. You must cut the revelation yourself. You must go to the angel. He didn't say, sit down, the angel will come to you. You must go to the angel.
It's
by faith. You must have a faith walk. And walk away from the crowd. Walk away from public opinion. Walk away from church tradition. Walk away from worldliness. You must go to the angel. 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 You must go to the angel. Praise God.
Amen.
Go to the angel. So he got up
into a saray.
He arose.
A saray.
It's just like saying, arise, let your light shine.
It is said the air catcher was a saray na maukani and
he arose.
A saray.
And by faith,
now when I'm GDSO,
it's a faith walk. By faith,
when I'm GDSO,
he walked to the angel.
And no tree and I'm going to call above for
him. Because he had been told to go.
If it's a no catcher and so on call above for him.
Anytime you act on the word of God,
I prepare a bit and I'm on your coupon.
The miracles happens.
And century a dear tree.
Anytime you obey the word of the Lord,
I prepare a bit of suit. I'm on your coupon.
Something happens in the spiritual realm. Go to the angel. So he had a walk of faith and went to the angel. And verse
9
says, and I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book
Na me kwa bofo ni nche, me kwa katre eno se, onfa woma ketu anu emami. See what he did.
He didn't go and say, oh, I've been asked to come for the book. I don't know whether I'm worthy to take it or not. See, so please, will you pardon me to take the book?
Yes, so kwa yena waka chwa bofo ni se, yes, mi mbeji wume yu, mi nim se minji yu, se minja yu. Misre wa anka woma me kwa yena minji wume.
Last week, I fasted. And when I fasted, not the right time after I took the book. But right now, I'm not in a good mood. So I don't know whether can I please take the book?
So oh, na what you chew me na me ya come true na me ru ahun hu pa o. Na sisi ya dey ask me hun nyem ye. Me ti mi afa woman no na.
Is that what John said?
Say na Yohane koka.
He said, "Give me the little book."
There be okoye no say fa woman ketu ani mami.
This sounds good in my ears.
I dey where I come asun pa ye.
It sounds like give him a mountain.
It is that the okoye chew me say fa me ngusu ani mami.
Give him a mountain. Give him a portion. Give him my inheritance. Give me my redemption. Give him my liberty. I know my promises. Give me my promises. Give me the little book. He walked boldly unto the angel. And said, give me the little book. Can you speak saying,
there
shall live as speak to the angel. Speak to the angel. I know my promises. Speak the promises. Speak your redemption. Person will hold true for you. What you confess, you will have it. What you confess, you will have it. I can't go to the land. I can't go to the promised land. You won't have it. Oh, the giant, the giant. I'm afraid I'm going back to Egypt. You won't have it. But some say, we are more than overcomers. We are more than conquerors. What you confess shall be so to you. Give me my healing. Give me my freedom. Give me my prosperity. Give me long life. Give me the joy of the Lord. Give me the joy of my salvation. Give me my redemption. Give me the little book. And he said unto me, now take it. Eat it up. The angel has some instructions to give. Are you ready to comply? Listen to the angel. When Christ performed his first miracle, Mary told them,
Mary catched her almost say,
so this man you see here, whatever he tells you, do it. Whatever he tells you, do it. So what he told them, they did it. And he turned water into wine. And they drank and they were happy. Whatever he tells you, do it. So John was under instruction.
Johanne was sharing a
specific message.
Specific
instruction.
Whatever
he tells you, do it. Give me the little book. He said, take it.
And on the said,
he took it.
And on Jay,
eat it up.
And on Katra and said, the woman,
the book was so little it could enter the mouth.
Now, a woman here, Kitwa, so basically, cried the running.
That's why it's called a little book.
And then see a friend in Woman Kitwa.
The word God looks so simple, but it's for your redemption.
Now, Papa asked him, who won? I said, Kitwa, be an so.
And then he inquired the book.
To a power woman,
and he ate the book.
Or the woman who knows the
what a joy it was.
A Niji Sam said,
what a revival.
Nay in Kenya,
what sweetness.
Nay, I dare then.
Was sweet like honey.
Nay, that is a war.
The word of the Lord. How good it is. It is like honey in my mouth. There's nothing like the word of the Lord. It comes to liberate the people. It comes to lift them up. It comes to tell them who they are. It brings them authority over Satan. He had a joy revival.
He
ate the book. And when he ate the book, he swallowed
of many.
And so he said,
into a car said,
take it up and it shall make thy
belly bitter. But in their mouth sweet as honey. Understand? And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. There is a honey part. And there's a bitter part. When we take the whole book,
so fast,
eating it,
now we dear.
Feeding on the word is wonderful. But when it comes to living it, then it's bitter in your belly. Oh, you must forgive your brother. You don't know what he did. You don't know what he did to me. The way he disgraced me publicly.
Just
forgive him.
Me fan channel.
But the word says so.
And so as someone else fache.
Lord, give me strength.
To beka se radi mama
wanje. And in doing that.
Oh yes, sir.
Even though the word is sweet in your mouth, in carrying out the word,
so the assembly bo bra,
it's bitter in your belly.
It's
the same book that was sweet in his mouth,
and
his belly that was bitter. The body must die. The flesh must die. The self must die. The arrogance must die. The pride must come down. It is through birth pains. That's why it was bitter in the belly.
It's
through birth pains.
It is said that
you must bring many hard with the word request of you. Lord, you know how I can't. As for today, I have to rest for 1 month without going to church. Lord, give me excuse that. But the word says, don't forget. Okay, then Lord, give me strength. The strength comes. We are fresh again.
The
practical life of the word is bitter in the belly. Don't forget, it was the book in the mouth that came to the belly. And when the devil comes with all trials and temptation, it's not easy at all. But as long as it's in your belly, it has become part of you already. The word must become part of you. And you must become part of the word. It's not on your head, though. It's in your belly. It's now part of you. To be ground, it will be mixed and become part of your blood. Go through your blood system. It's now part of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The same word of life. It is there to mold you. It is there to give you character. It is there to give you victory. It is there to show you what to do. It is there to temper you. It is there to show you what to do. It's a word of correction.
A
word of encouragement.
The
word of the Lord. Verse 11. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again. Why again?
Into a catcher and say, I was so shame combium. I didn't know see bium.
Why again?
I didn't know so shame combium.
There had been an earlier prophecy by the seven church age messenger.
Every say, now you were and come should be a din can you buy a nam or both for Tosun Sono and come shesu.
The earthly angel had already prophesied in his days.
Saw above for Tosun Sono and Ebresun or shame combi.
What was in the open book?
Then there were a woman would be a monument.
He had pushed all the open book.
What can you know every year?
A seven earthly messenger who received that book,
our Jesus woman,
read the whole open book. That was the first prophecy. But there should be a second prophecy. Through apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists. They watch over the word of the law.
Ọmọ ẹnà ọmọ yẹn yankun pọn sẹm sọsọ fọ.
With a sword of the spirit in their hand.
A ọmọ kura hun hun mun kranten bi ẹwọ mun sẹm.
And when the church of the living God is going wayward,
na sẹ yankun pọn.
Cut her and they bring her back.
Yankun pọn ti asin asafo no manifa nchen ya. No mdin kranten no etwa won no ma tenetene omo de omo
da. The fivefold ministry,
sa asofo asomfo adwuma num no.
The Omega Bride, the Omega Bride. Must repeat the prophecy.
I was saying, assigned that the uncommission.
What has been preached earlier? She must say them again and again and again.
I was saying, if you are not so and no corona, I was saying,
until
ecosystem.
Are completely conformed to the word. So they pick the open book
into a woman
and the mysteries. Sometimes they preach the mysteries. Sometimes they rebuke. And sometimes the rebuke is very harsh. But it's all in the effort to bring the bride back to the first prophecy. Until she's completely conformed to the image of the Son. Thou must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings.
Is
that what we are doing? Are we prophesying again?
Yes.
You must prophesy again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody will say, echo back.
Obibeka said, "Dear, Okan, I am saying, Gigi, I know so.
Echo back.
Osao saying, Gigi, I know so.
Echo back.
Dear Okan, the man is saying, Gigi.
The same voice.
The same crown, Okan.
The same book.
I say, a woman crown.
The same ministry.
A your summer juma crown.
The same angel.
A your boss for crown.
Are still on the scene.
Onwa.
And the earlier prophecy."
Must
be repeated.
I will see a sign
sisubio. It must be repeated.
I will see a sign sisubio.
In the ministry of the bride,
ewo ayifrono sumejumem.
Because the bride also has a ministry.
If we say ayifrono suwaman or sumejumem,
and she must prophesy again.
There was someone who was saying kombio.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we close,
a bride e bewe ye.
You know,
when him said
the first prophecy,
and come she didn't come by him.
Was the beginning of the rapture.
And no enene eyi oshim no asha se.
Every church preaches about the rapture.
Asafu bia omukasafa oshim no.
But they don't know what the rapture is.
And so omunim de oshim no echre.
It's a real pity.
Eya ade bia e mobo.
They don't know what it is.
Omunim adokro.
They will just imagine that one day Christ will come and then we all fly up and go and meet him. That's what it is.
Ebinom the omuni mo ani se o da Christ we ba ni enyi na etu akoshia na omo ntia se yi.
The rapture is a series of events.
Oshim no enya de be si prekope e ya de bia e be ye ntuato aso obi.
And the Bible doesn't know that.
Na we are seeing him.
The rapture is a series of events.
Oshim no e ya de a e ye enyo me bia e be tuato aso.
The last part is when we go up.
They try to a woman crying, say, be too across.
But it begins with a shout.
Then so a shout say, one TMO be more.
The rapture begins with a shout.
Oshim no a shout say, one TMO.
So the shout message is the beginning of the rapture.
In TMO na a young crying somewhere, but and then a yo shim na shasi.
So if you miss the shout message, you will miss the rapture.
It is say, in TMO na a by young crying somewhere, but no say, when yen one, Oshim na ye to akon on kobi.
The world only knows when we are going up.
They
don't know there must be a message. They don't know the true word of God must be restored again. What Zachariah said. What Joel said. What Peter said. What Malachi said. What Luke said. What they all said. About the message. In the evening time. The full resurrection of the word.
Said the order assembly by the
they must come and prepare a people.
Ah, I will say bankrupt for crow.
And bring back to them the original faith.
Now you sign the GDA can you buy any sign bread or
not? Just traditional.
And yeah, mam review.
The original faith.
And you can GDA.
And restore to them.
I will say sign the show money.
To make them eligible.
Said the abbey, I bet my met me a genuine.
To make them
candidate for the rapture. It is the word that makes you a candidate for the rapture. The word and the spirit are one. God's prophet said, where the word of the Lord is, his spirit will follow. The spirit and the word are one.
If you say home
and if you believe the word, you will receive the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the short message
in TMWD can buy him
is the beginning of the rapture. And if you miss the shout, you will miss the voice.
And
you will miss the trump. Even though they have made the shout, but they are still expecting to go to the rapture. But they think they are living right, they are doing well. If your righteousness will send you to, you know, into the rapture, then heaven will be a place that we cannot even go there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God hid his righteousness in his word. And the rapture begins with a shout. If you read Revelation chapter 10, the angel that came down with the a loud cry. Do you know that?
When him sir,
when you go home, read Revelation 10 coming down.
He came out
with a loud shout. If you read Matthew 25:6, someone also announces the coming of the bridegroom. That was also a loud cry. If you read 1 Thessalonians 4:16, we read another loud voice. They all speak of one and one event. And that shout is a message that brings back to us the original faith, which we have already received, which means we are already on our way to the promised land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I read your quotes. And I end on the quote. This quote is, I believe, preached in
1963.
God hiding himself in simplicity. The sermon was called God hiding himself in simplicity. Something happened the other day. You read or heard a tape. The sudden thunders. What time is it, sir? See? It happened the other day. You know these things. The time is at hand. Church, the time is at hand. Don't wait any longer. See? How do you know the rapture is not going on all the time? Now let's pause there. If you don't know what the rapture is, you say, how can he say that is going on all the time? But if you know the rapture begins with a shout, then you understand this code. The shout's already gone forth. So it's already began. Our bodies are being conformed to the image of the word. Your soul, spirit, and body must conform to the word of the living God. And no man can make you conform but the word. So the word comes to correct. comes to rebuke. It comes to bless you. It comes to quicken you. It comes to revive you. Then you will see the word, and then you eat the word, and it goes into your belly, and it's bitter. You have locked in by the word. You are in a process. Before Abraham received his promised son Isaac, it was a process. God came to Abraham. He gave him word. Then he displayed. When to Abraham,
Abraham,
he believed that also rejoiced. He rejoiced over the promise. That was the beginning of the
promised
time. And the angel said, I will visit you again in the time of life. Bible scholars are surprised. Seminaries are surprised. But God told Abraham, I will visit you again in the time of life. But when you read the Bible, God never came back again.
So can trust him now.
He never appeared to him physically again, like he promised. So scholars read it and they don't get it. But the prophet told us.
And so do for no catchray us.
The prophet told us.
So do for no train us.
When he said,
bro can't say,
I shall visit you again.
Let's say abesra obi uno.
In the time of life. The prophet said,
so do for no train us.
The time of life is when women are able to conceive. That is called the time of life. So when Sarah conceived, God was on the scene. He kept his word. He always keeps his word. He never fails. So he came back.
It's your standby.
To fulfill his promise. That process, is how the rapture happens. God brings down his word to a prophet, and he believes that. And he brings that message to his kinsmen, and they also believe. But there's a waiting period between the promise and the manifestation. There's a waiting period. 25 years of waiting. But it was made manifest. The word has come to us again through a prophet. Abraham was also a seven letter word prophet.
Abraham so
a seven letter word prophet.
No, Nidino
and he believed.
No GDA.
And they waited.
No train yet.
And every day they waited, they believed.
Na Bribia or GDA.
Nothing shook them. Troubles came.
And somewhere or how bad?
Troubles left.
Or how quiet.
But they still put on the promises. They grew weaker in the body. But the more they grew weaker,
and so pendulum or more yemre,
the higher their faith grew.
No more GDM poor cosro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when they waited, God's prophet said, there had to be a body change. Do you know that?
When him, sir,
before Sarah could conceive,
Anna Sarah bet me a prayer through.
Do you know she became young again?
When him saw Sarah here to Sarah Babawa.
Many people think that when she was pregnant, she was still old. She became young again. She became so young.
Babawa.
Even fell in love with her.
Emma,
and A king wanted to marry her until the Holy Spirit gave him a warning in a dream.
You
want to go and marry my promised wife? You are as dead as good. Amen.
Amen.
And so they had a body change. Abraham was young again. Sarah was young again. They had to be young in order to promise. The womb of an old woman cannot hold a baby.
If you say Abriwa, I would be an intimate crab of fra.
So they became young again. Sarah also became young again.
Sarah also be yes, Ababa.
In order to receive the baby as all young women will receive. The promised son was Isaac.
Now Bosheba no only Isaac.
Our promised son is Christ Jesus.
Yes, so you are blessed by any Christ Jesus.
And before we can receive him in the rapture, we must also have a body change.
Our sins are such a any pediano.
We must have a body change.
Our sins were such a any pediano.
And we shall be changed.
Now, yes, we are best science.
We are still on the journey.
Yekusu ewa akwenti onimu.
We are still on the journey.
Yewa akwenti onimu.
We are bound to the angel.
Yakwa kodu abofo.
We are taking the book.
Yakwa pan womano.
We have eaten the book.
Yedi womano.
It's prepared in our belly.
Ayani no waye.
But we are on a journey.
And si yekusu e tukwa inara.
Cause our body change.
If we say yekwa yeni pediano.
And we shall be taken. Unless you did not believe, if you believe, if you believe, if you have believed, remain under expectation. There shall be a change. There shall be a body change. And then when our bodies are changed, we shall receive our Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There shall be a change. There shall be a change. A message.
And Christ and Bedin.
A prophet.
No deep will be out to us.
Is it of the book?
Now be a deep woman.
Believing the word.
Now you are just
walking up to the promise.
Now be a two bush anymore.
See the body change.
Now be a young Satrae.
And then the promise time drops.
Now be now bush a bamaba.
There shall be a change.
And society baba.
God bless you.
Yankopo in shrub. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful for your grace and mercy. We didn't come here just to pay visit to among ourselves. We came here to feed on the word. We came here to be fed. What a joy it is to us, Lord. Not everyone can eat this kind of food. The world is eating social gospel. But the hidden manna is reserved for your bride. No wonder why David went to the holy place and began eating the showbread. It's reserved only for God's people. And here we stand, Lord. There's a message. There's a prophet. And there are believers. Everything is in place. We're only waiting for our body change. As we go through troubles and trials and ups and downs, and our body gets wrinkled up like Abraham, Lord, and all that, may we still keep the faith until our body is taken by that same power as we are caught up to meet you in the air. May everyone in this church, them that are not revived, may revive them. For God's prophet said, only the bride can have a revival. So may the people be revived. Be revived into fellowship. Be revived into prayer. Revive into the word. May the word quicken them. The same word will send us into the glory. Bless every brother, every sister, our little children. Be blessed, toddlers, babies, Lord. Where can we be but in the house of the Lord? We thank you. Bind us all together as one man. And may the love of Christ be displayed among us as we wait for our body change. Already we have gone to the angel. And it's a wonderful experience we have having. We are having, Lord. We thank you for being here again and again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.